This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Sander, our fabulous producer. We appreciate his help and hard work all the time and making things happen to put people on the radio. On the news line with us now, Linda Harris, Voter Service Chair of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Good. I do appreciate you checking in this morning. I think there's so much to talk about here, so we'll kind of launch right into it. We have this Pennsylvania spring primary election is June 2nd, so that's 2 weeks away. The deadline to register to vote is today, so tell us how you would go about doing that if you're not already registered.
Absolutely. So the best way to do that is go to votespa.com. And there's a clickable information. All you do is click on register to vote. And if you have a valid driver's license, if you have a PA ID, you can absolutely register today to vote. And if you do not have either one, you're going to have to download that application and scurry over to your election office and get that application to your election office directly today.
All right, so today's the day to do that, and you can still do that at an election office. A lot of that material was once in the lobby. Now some of the offices are open to set foot in the offices, masking required, of course, but you can go about the process of doing that. At the same time, you could also start the process of getting a mail-in vote. So talk about these mail-in votes again.
Certainly. The deadline for getting or requesting a mail-in ballot application is May 26th at 5 p.m. And again, you go to votespa.com. There's information directly there. You click on that. It says go to absentee and or mail-in ballot application. You make application, again, using the same information. If you are indeed have a valid driver's license or a PAID, you can do that online, which is wonderful. Get that application in. It's sent directly to your election office. Unfortunately, if you don't have a valid ID or you don't have a driver's license, you're going to have to download that application, sign it, and send and bring it to your election office. But again, you've got time to do that. The deadline is May 26th at 5 p.m., and it's real easy to do. There's another feature I'd like to point out. It's called the tracking option, which is on the same website. Once you file your application, you can track your application. It'll tell you exactly when you sent it in, when the election office received it, when the application was processed, and when your ballot was mailed to you. And also, if you're sending your ballot back, it will indicate the date the election office received it. And the final one is the status, which is if you have, they've gotten it, they'll record it as vote recorded. So you'll know exactly what's going on with your application.
All right, so that is
and
happening.
Your ballot.
Okay. Well, and let me back up just a little bit, if I can. The League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area, very active monitoring, making sure that our democratic process goes through and continues without impedance. Just to sort of help me step back and explain what the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area does. That may help folks.
Certainly. The League of Women Voters, as you know, is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that encourages informed and active participation in our government. We work to increase understanding of major public policy issues, and we also influence those policies that influence us through education, and we do some advocacy on that as well. Our big thing we try to do is work to register voters, which is what we're talking about today, and provide voters with that election information through our voter's guide, as well as candidate forums and debates. And of course, with the pandemic, we're not doing any candidate forums and debates, but our voter's guide is available on our website in a printable form that people can use to make their decisions. And you know, Mark, we are nonpartisan, which means we neither support or oppose candidates or political parties at any level, but we're always working on vital issues of concern to members of our public and community.
Well, yeah, and it definitely is bipartisan. I mean, I've been to League of Women Voters. I have been a member of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area, and definitely it is a bipartisan group.
We are nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan. Okay, good. Well, yeah, I guess the...
Oh, my God. You're going to set us back 100 years, Mark.
Bipartisan, right. Nonpartisan. Yeah, a lot more than two parties can be represented there. If folks want more information about the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area, and, of course, you don't have to be a resident of the Lewisburg area, it is most helpful to you if you are a resident of this region, because most of the information is sort of centered in and around the Union County region. But there's all kinds of helpful information on the other congressional districts around here. For example, Linda Schlegel-Culver's 108th district would have information in it when she's a candidate for office. So that's give you some sort of an idea where the footprint is. LWVLewisburgArea.org is the website to go to. Talk about the voter's guide. This is critically important. Folks can download it now if they so choose.
Yes, they absolutely can. You can download. It's a printable version. The first time we've ever done that, because we're not distributing this year because of what's going on in our community. We want to keep our distributors, which are our volunteers in our organization, safe, as well as our community. We're not going into any the normal distribution places, and a lot of places we go to aren't even open. So we made that decision over a month ago to make sure that we were doing a printable version. And it's real easy to look at. It's very easy to navigate our page to get whatever information folks have. The information not only includes who you're going to be voting for, but it also includes information about the new voting machine and how to deal with the new voting machine in terms of it's a different process and what they can expect if they decide not to use the mail-in ballot option and are going to be going to the polls on June 2nd.
And I think there's something that you bring to the table when we talk about the Voter's Guide or the League of Women Voters in general. It's a real interest in making sure that people vote, everybody that wants to vote can vote, and people that haven't been voting learn how easy it is and kind of get involved. I guess involvement in the democratic process is part of your mission.
Absolutely. We want people to become aware of what's going on, and one of the other ways we do that is on our website, we have a blogger. His acronym is Blue Jacket. And what this person does is he gives up-to-date information about what's going on in our legislature, talks about the actual issues that are going on and how it affects us directly. And what it does for me as a voter is it makes sense to, he puts it in words that make sense to me, how I can understand what's going on and how the legislation will affect me. And then making decisions if I want to contact my local legislative representative to talk about my concerns. So, yeah, it's not just about voting and just our candidates. It's also about what's going on day to day and letting people know what's happening. And I really encourage folks to check out what Blue Jacket has to say. And he does that all the time and does a fantastic job on that as well.
One of the things the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area does is has seminars or classes or presentations, if you want to call them that, how to run for office. So if this is somebody who's, if you're somebody that's interested in running for a school board or any other office, maybe a state representative or something in that range, you can attend this class, and that gives you a really big leg up. Some of these offices you have to have some contact with Harrisburg, and some of them you have to have contact with Washington, D.C., so it is a doable thing for people to run for these offices, but there is definitely a sequence that you have to follow step by step. Encourage folks to get involved. I think that may be the league's biggest claim to fame, is just this idea that it's fun to participate in elections and in our democratic process.
Absolutely, it is. And you mentioned the how to run for office. It's really an extensive class that we do, and we give folks a binder with all the information they would need to actually learn how to run. And we have people that are currently in office or have been in office to come and speak to the folks and talk about what it was like for them when they first started and what are the ins and outs. So candidates, current folks in office are so willing to step out and help folks learn how to do that. It's not as difficult as people think, and it's we make it easy for people to do that with that ballot. If you go to our website and you click on how to run for office, that information's there. We did a seminar last year. Unfortunately, we're not going to do one probably this year, but hopefully next year we'll be able to do that and get people to see what's going on. And you don't have to make a commitment, Mark, to say, hey, I'm going to run this year or next year. It's about saying, hey, this is how you do it, and this might be something you want to look at in the future.
All right, and it's just generally speaking, not all that complicated, but there's a very specific series of steps in order to run for office. So you want people to be aware of that. Today is the May 18th deadline to get involved in the June 2nd primary election. If you wish to register, if you haven't already registered or you change your address or change your name, you can do that online at votespa.com. You can also do that in person at our courthouses now. So you'd want to make sure that you do that. Are you encouraging folks to consider the mail-in voting process?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. We really want to encourage people to do that. It's really about their own safety, and it's also about the safety of our poll workers. And I think we need to be thinking about them, not just ourselves. We need to be thinking about them, and it's a really easy thing to do. And I want to point out that we've been doing mail-in balloting. They called it absentee balloting since the Civil War. So this is not a new process. The only difference is we don't need an excuse to get a mail-in ballot now. And that's really the only difference. They've made it pretty easy for folks. And like I said, there is that tracking device on votespa.com that you can track where your ballot is and when the election office has gotten it. So all this right. is not anything new. And that's what I'd like to stress. This is not a new idea. This has been going on for hundreds of years.
All right, and our voter election offices in the courthouses say they're in the process of accepting these. I've already voted, so this is, I guess there's a tiny bit of assurance there. So, please, an additional remark, anything to add to our conversation?
Not really. It's just that I want people to be safe. Be safe and still vote. Be safe and vote, and there's a new way to do it, and take advantage of it this time.
LWVLewisburgArea.org, the website, votespa.com, and League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg Area Voter Services Director Linda Harris. We thank you so much for your help and your information. Keep in touch, and as we get closer to June 2nd, if you have any additional announcements, we'll have you on the radio. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Mark, for having me again. We appreciate it so much.
Well, have
a good day.
Thank you. Linda Harris, again, from the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg Area.